I talk a lot about high achievement and how that's not necessarily a compliment. Being a high achiever sometimes means you run from certificate to certificate, almost feeling a sense of relief when you've achieved whatever it is you're achieving, rather than reflecting and being proud of what you've been through to get there. And that's part of our growth. That journey is so important. And if we simply reduce it to the piece of paper, it seems to cheapen the effort and in some ways ourselves. So today I thought I'd discuss my 10K swim last year. Now, I signed up for the Dart 10K, which is an open water swim, 10 kilometers from Totnes to Ditcham. I didn't swim it. In fact, even if I'd gotten to the start line, I probably would have been fished out before I got to the end. Or because I planned to swim with a friend, or rather he promised he'd swim with me, which is the only reason I signed up in the first place. With the adrenaline, maybe a favorable tide and a bit of luck, I might have been using all of that to finally get to the finish line and drink my hot chocolate. But I didn't. No one did. In fact, the Dart 10K in 2022 was cancelled because of the weather. And they duly sent an email round saying, do I want my money back and so on. And yes, I could have got a refund on my jumper. I could have said, yeah, that's okay. Keep the swimming cap, keep the mug. But hell no. I said, send them all. Because, you know, if I put it on, the picture speaks louder than words. No one needs to know. I can always pretend. But I didn't do that. I didn't pretend either. Instead, I reflected on what I actually managed during 2022. When it comes to the Dart 10, here's what I did. Number one, I signed up in the first place. I said to the friend who convinced me to put my name down that I was considering trying open water swimming, and this was February. I wasn't a swimmer. I can swim. I could swim then, but not with my face in the water, and I certainly didn't swim beyond a pool, especially a pool on holiday somewhere hot. Now, my friend had done the Dart a number of times. He had a stroke in 2019, and this was going to be his comeback. And he said he'd swim with me because if nothing else, I could stop him going off too fast. So that was the agreement. That was February. And then I trained. That's the second thing I did. I trained. I trained really, really hard. I joined a gym with a pool. I went there 3 mornings a week before work. I built up my times. I built up my speed. I built up my technique. From January the 6th until September the 3rd, I didn't miss a single session. So when I say I signed up in February, I'd started swimming because I put my name down to do the Diabetes Swim 22. So I started swimming basically in January, but didn't really take it seriously until February. I followed the Dart 10 training plan. I built up to swimming 3, 4, 5K. I built up to 8K 3 weeks before. I even started taking cold showers daily. I was even running on alternate days to maintain cardio fitness. I started strength training one day a week to build my arm and back muscles. It got to the point where, and thankfully being self-employed, I could do this. I had to move my office hours from a 9 a.m. to a 10 a.m. start. And once a week, it would be an 11 a.m. start because my workouts were getting longer. Then number three, I started open water swimming, and really, it was time for the old dog to start learning some new tricks. The water was 16 degrees in May, and that's when I first got into Willen Lake. Thankfully, I had a brilliant coach. This was channel swimmer Ben Brophy. And by my fourth session, I was able to swim about 400 meters open water. And from then on, I was in the lake every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. I even did a 24-hour open water relay where I did 2 hours back to back. And actually, during that relay, I noticed I was confident enough in myself to say to someone else who looked rather struggling, are you okay? Not that I'd been able to do anything if they'd said no. Fourth thing I did was I kept going. I actually found out as the weeks went on, I really didn't enjoy swimming long distances. I did like what it was doing to my body shape and my level of fitness. And I certainly thank the universe for bringing my awareness to bone conductor headphones, because every time I knew I was going to be in the pool for longer than 30 minutes, I would listen to Elton John's Aida, Joseph is an Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, Jesus Christ Superstar, Starlight Express, and Little Shop of Horrors. It's not so much to do with my musical taste, but I got on really, really well with the BPM of those shows when it came to swimming to a certain rhythm. And I did actually have some really bad sessions. They knocked my confidence. Plus, I was doing a lot of damage to my bleached hair. But I thought at that point, you know, on September 3rd, I would still be able to dig deep, show up and step in. So what happened? Well, I swam 10K. Now, I'm not going to lie, I genuinely felt a sense of relief that I didn't have to swim that particular 10K, that outdoor Totnes to Ditchum. And the decision had been taken out of my hands. It wasn't even that I'd chosen not to do it. I couldn't do it even if I wanted to. So I didn't have to swim that particular route, but I had been sponsored. And with the 24-hour swim and the Dart 10, I'd raised over £500 for Level Water. And well, given points 1 to 4, the fact that I'd signed up, I'd trained, I'd started open water, I'd kept going. Was that really going to be it? All that work for the best part of 2022 to get to the finish when I hadn't even reached the start line. So I messaged the friend that I agreed to do the 10K with, and I just said simply, I'm going to go and do 10K in the pool tomorrow. I start at 8. Do you want to do the same? And we'll synchronize watches. So on Sunday, 4th of September, 12:45, after 4 hours, 20 minutes, with a couple of breaks for some gels and some water, and 500 lengths of a 20-meter pool, I completed my, quotes, longest swim on Strava. Actually, to be fair, for the first 5K, my pace was really, really good, but I had to push for the second half. My friend, who was always going to be the fastest swimmer, completed in 3 hours 30 at the London Docks. But knowing we were swimming together was kind of cool. After all, he was the reason I was doing all of that in the first place. So, yes, I got sent my mug. And that's sitting with my medals and my swimming hats from the events last year. I got my swimming hat, which I now use when I do go to the pool because I need a new one that doesn't pull on my bleached fringe. And I will wear that hoodie with pride because that hoodie represents to me the three values that I hold dearest of all: integrity, effort, and friendship. So in terms of achievement, no, I didn't swim from Totnes to Ditchum, but I went the distance. And that's all we have time for. But for more practical ways to boost your well-being, check out my YouTube channel, Dr. Audrey T, Practical Tools for Everyday Wellbeing, or my Facebook page of the same name. Or have a look at my website, www.draudreyt.com, or tune in to the Wellbeing Lounge on Tuesday nights, 9 till 10, for your hour of mental health on NLive Radio.